Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More than 60,000 new coronavirus cases were reported in the U.S. yesterday, a new single-day record. Let's get the latest from Michelle Cortez, a health reporter at Bloomberg News based in Minneapolis. Michelle, we have this information about so many more cases, even as the number of deaths are going down. Dr. Fauci is concerned. Can I just bring us up to date on what the federal officials are saying?
Right. Well, there is a split when it comes to federal officials, what exactly you're focusing on. We are seeing this surge of cases. And of course, it happened coming off of the 4th of July weekend. So it might be even a little bit soon to see any kind of an increase that would come from the mixing that we had on the 4th, since it can take a few days for the cases to start infecting people and symptoms to begin and testing to rise. So Dr. Fauci has said that he does expect that we might get to 100,000 cases if we don't do something drastic. On the other hand, we have federal officials who really want to get our economy started and get kids back in school. So there's a tension in where we're going moving forward and how we can balance the need to have economic activity and have our country keep moving forward versus getting this virus under control.
And that, just the cases among the youth, it's been interesting to see how they have spread. California is now reporting a significant spread of new infections among younger people, not necessarily school-aged, but the younger adults.
Yeah, younger adults, absolutely. We're seeing a lot of reports coming out about once we're starting to see some college students getting back to school and athletes coming to start practicing and whatnot. A lot of people are going back to bars and starting eating indoors in restaurants. And it does look like younger people are more inclined to do that, right? The message has gotten out to people who are older, who have other health conditions, that this is on you. You're putting yourself at risk. And we are seeing older people taking more steps to be careful of themselves and less so in the younger populations. And so that as a result, you're seeing exactly what they're reporting in California, that, you know, 2/3 of cases are in adults aged 44 and younger, and they are less likely to die from this, but they certainly can face very serious disease. They can spread it to other people. And the thing that they're doing is keeping the virus in circulation, which puts everybody at risk for longer periods of time.
Now, is there a chance for herd immunity if you get more of these cases, or is it just too soon to tell? I guess we don't even know whether someone could get reinfected with COVID-19.
You know, Cisco, you're exactly right. There's so many unanswered questions with this. We have to assume, or we are assuming, that there is some degree of protection for most people after an infection. We do see that with other kinds of coronaviruses, usually 3 to 5 years of protection. So there is hope that if you get infected, you will have at least some protection, although that is not firmly rooted in science yet, just more kind of hopeful examples from the past. But then when you talk about herd immunity, you need 60% to 80% of the population to have already had the virus in order to get that. And even in our hardest hit areas, we're not coming anywhere near those numbers. Now, if we don't get success with a vaccine and we continue to reopen, as many people say we have to, the only answer will eventually be herd immunity. That will be, you know, millions and millions of cases and thousands of deaths, you know, perhaps millions of deaths, if we're going to get to those kind of numbers through natural infection.
Talk about the challenge of the vaccine, because I think a lot of people keep saying, well, you know, sometime early next year. I mean, there is a chance that maybe they're not able to develop a vaccine for this.
Right. I mean, again, there's so many questions around the vaccine itself, right? Even if everything works beautifully and it does come to fruition and we do have a vaccine by early next year, there are other challenges for that as well. We are seeing companies and the U.S. government is starting to manufacture some of these vaccines just on spec in case it does work that we will have some. But that doesn't mean that we'll be able to get that product into everybody's arms, you know, within a week or two or even a month, right? There's processes that it has to happen. We don't know how effective it's going to be. Most influenza vaccines are around 50% effective. Hopefully we'll get to higher numbers than that, but we don't know. And then there's also this issue of vaccine resistance in our country. A lot of people aren't willing to get vaccinations. And if this works, we really are going to need everyone to be on board. So even if the vaccine works, which at this point is still a large if, there's huge hurdles to come.
Thank you so much. Good information, Michelle Cortez, health reporter at Bloomberg News.